let's start with the GM situation. The latest news is a report that Ray Farmer, who for whatever reason or reasons has sort of been considered the front runner in the last day or so, he's a personnel guy in Cleveland. The report from Jason LaConfora of CBS is that he will turn down the Dolphins' request for a second interview, that they were going to bring him in as a finalist, and that he's going to say, no, it's all right, I'm going to stay here in Cleveland. Armando Salguero of the Miami Herald tweeted 18 minutes ago, just got off the phone with Ray Farmer, declined to say if he's going to take Dolphins interview or not, said we'll announce soon. So we'll see. We'll see. Obviously, if this report is true, then it narrows the list down a little bit. You know, the Dolphins are, as has been reported the last couple of days, whittling the group down to finalists. Farmer was widely expected to be a finalist, along with Brian Gain, the internal candidate, and Dennis Hickey from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, longtime Buccaneers football executive on the other side of the state. So if the reports are true that Ray Farmer has taken his name out of the hat, I guess it happens, but it's not a great look. No. For the Miami Dolphins. And it's another kind of, I guess, in a series of things that, you know, may not be the end of the world, but they don't look good. And when you got a bunch of things piling on top of one another that don't look good, there's a perception problem that really takes shape.
And, you know, sometimes I wish we could turn back the clock and go back to that time where we didn't know any of this stuff, where there were no leaks, there were no trending, this GM is going, or this guy is going to interview for the GM, they're going to bring this guy back. Because once you get to this point and you have a number of guys who, for whatever reason, are taking their name out of the hat, you know, it's not a real good look on the organization from some people's point of view. They could sit there and kind of spin that however they want to spin that, but it's not a good thing. If it was closed doors and we didn't know about this, and then all of a sudden, you know, it got down to two candidates and we didn't even know their names, but then they announced that they hired one, we would just roll with that.
You know, I think transparency has its good things and bad things. You know, when you look at, you know, this Miami Dolphin organization, we look at it from a standpoint of a player and a fan standpoint. You say, hey, this organization is a great organization. You know, we just need some young person to come in, or a young talent evaluator to come in and help this organization get to the next level. But sometimes you don't know how other people perceive this organization to be. So I think that's where you kind of get caught up in the length of how long this thing is taking. You know, it's also like if you like somebody, you know, make a selection and let's move forward in a sense. So I don't know if it's the perception of, you know, what the job title is going to be, or if it's, you know, that people looking at their situation and saying, hey, my situation is not as bad as I think I'd be. Maybe I need another year to develop and see what comes up next year. So it could be a number of different things. But either way, it's still a part of the process. Mm-hmm. You're going to have candidates who want to be here, who want to take that next step. And then you want to have some candidates to say, hey, you know, my job is not that bad. And, you know, maybe I need to stay here because there's a comfort zone or comfort level that I have here. So either way, I think it's still a part of the process, and we'll get through it, and I think we'll pick the right guy for the job.
And I know that National Football League, they have reporters out there who get some inside information, but again, just report coming out, you'll have other people who will kind of squash that report, and so we don't know if it's 100% true at this point or not.
Yeah, no, that's the other thing. I mean, the Dolphins are obviously at some point this weekend, you would imagine, because Armando reported earlier in the week that a GM could be in place by Monday, so you figure that finalist or the second round of interviews are going to take place over the weekend, and I'm sure the Dolphins are going to announce those interviews the way they've announced all the previous interviews. That's what Steve Ross has said was going to happen as time takes place. So we'll get some clarity from the organization this weekend when they announce that, you know, we've interviewed so-and-so for the GM position, and obviously if it's a guy whose name had already been announced, and there are six of those guys out there that are not currently employed as a GM somewhere, Jason Light goes to Tampa Bay, then we'll know you know, that they've had a second interview with one of those guys. So we will get some official word from the organization, I would imagine, over the course of the weekend. But right now, again, a report out there that Ray Farmer is not going to interview a second time, that it's going to be his choice not to. Brian Gain and Dennis Hickey from Tampa Bay considered the other finalists. Lake Dawson from Tennessee, I had read the last couple of days he would not be a finalist, but now I'm starting to see some potentially conflicting things there. Omar Khan seems to be out, and Brian Zell Zanders seems to be out. So when you're, you know, you got your big GM, big board at home, you know, you can cross a couple of those names out. But I would definitely use dry erase because the thing seems to be changing a little bit.
So I could go update my board when I get off the show?
When you go home, you can update your board. And who knows, all of this could change a thousand more times by the time you get out there. Your board, I'm sure, is just pristine and perfect because every time you predict something, it happens. So I can only imagine what your big board looks like. But yeah, so I mean, that's the latest on the GM search. It's a little bit of a strange situation, obviously, but I think Troy Stratford might have hit on something. You know, we know a lot more now than we did, you know, even 5 years ago, certainly more 10, 15 years ago, and you hear a lot more about the ins and out of the process. You know, that wasn't always necessarily the case. It is now, and it goes along with it. But I mean, look, I'm not in the business of making predictions. I don't like the crystal ball questions, but I would be surprised at this point. This is just Jesse talking, if it wasn't Brian Gay. I'd be surprised if it wasn't Brian Gay. Just the way this whole thing is gone, maybe you go with the easy thing. You know, you promote the guy who, by the way, is very, very well regarded around the National Football League. I was talking to some fans the other day, and I said, Brian Gay is going to be a general manager in the National Football League. Whether it's here or somebody else or somewhere else, I don't know, but it's going to happen. And if he goes somewhere else and he has great success, you're going to say, hey, man, we had that guy. And that's part of the deal with Ray Farmer here, too. It looks bad if the reports are true and he doesn't want to come interview here. But it's not like Ray Farmer's Vince Lombardi. You know, I mean, the guy's an unknown. All of these guys are unknown. And so, you know, whether the hire is a good hire or a bad hire, whoever it ends up being, is not something we're going to know anytime in the next year or so.
No, it's something that we're going to know as the season progresses, as we go through free agency, as we go through the draft, as he starts to put this team together, we will get a better idea of, you know, his skill, talent level when it comes to personnel decisions and who he's going to draft, who he's going to bring in here free agency, how he's going to build this football team. I'll go back to when we kind of first started talking about this. The vision that this individual is going to have when he comes to the Miami Dolphins, I think that's the biggest key. Yes, you have to be able to spot that talent. You have to hit on draft picks. You got to build from within the draft. It's very expensive and hit and miss when you go to free agency, but you got to have that core group of guys that you get in the draft, that you could get them under that first three-year contract, build them here, keep them here, and build a nice little foundation.
You know, I think when you look at, you know, most of the philosophies of general managers, they want to build through the draft because they do understand how expensive it is to build through free agency. I think, you know, when you go through free agency, you have to spend money wisely, and you have to do it in a way that is definitely going to make a big impact on your football team. But when you're talking about developing draft picks and you're talking about developing guys through the draft, that is a process. It is going to take time. And yes, you want to hit, but again, is it the success of that draft? Is it going to be in the first year or is it going to be a third or fourth year? So yeah. It really depends on the situation that the team is in and the impact of the player that you select at whatever position it's going
to
be.
A couple of texts came in at 347-347 that I want to address before we move on to the Pro Bowl. Somebody said, we will not get the best candidate. We're going to get what's left over after the best got a job. And again, what I just said was, we don't know. None of these guys, with the exception of Brian Sanders, who's reportedly not a finalist, none of these guys have ever been general managers before. So you don't know how they're going to turn out. You know, Jason Light, very well regarded. Brian Gain, very well regarded. Ray Farmer, very well regarded. They're all going to be GMs at some point, and they're all going to have varying degrees of success and failure. So we don't know yet. I mean, you might not end up with the guy that was first on your list a week ago after the first round of interviews, but maybe he ends up being the best guy. Now, maybe he doesn't, and maybe the whole thing's a train wreck in 2 years. I don't know. But, you know, these guys are all great unknowns. They really are. And I think it's a little bit, you know, too simple as fans to just be like, oh, this guy's going to be terrible before, you know, even has a shot at a draft. You'll have a really good way to judge him coming up in a few months because he's going to have a draft in May and you're going to see what kind of production they get out of that rookie class and, you know, what kind of free agency brings in, big name or otherwise. So I don't know that that's necessarily a fair thing to do. Here's a good question that came in, and I'm sure one that is on a lot of people's minds. He says, Brian Gain was Ireland's right-hand man. So if he gets the job, wouldn't his style and player personnel skills be similar to Ireland's? Well, sure, but he's also his own man. And you got to remember that. You know, I mean, just because you work for somebody doesn't mean you're a carbon copy of that person. Think about your job. How many times, and I'm not saying me, but how many times in your life, dear listener, dear viewer, dear podcast listener, have you thought when you're at work, man, if I was the boss, I'd do such and such differently? That's part of the deal. You know, and I'm sure there have been times when Brian Gaines looked at a decision Jeff Ireland made and was like, I would have done it the other way, or I would have gone the other way. And I'm sure sometimes he was right and sometimes he was wrong. But, you know, he's not just going to be a Xerox copy of Jeff Ireland. And Armando made a good point about all of this in his blog in the Herald today, too. The Dolphins should have reports that Brian Gaines has written over the last couple of years. So, you know, when it comes to free agency, when it comes to the draft, hey, maybe he really didn't like a guy that was a bust in the draft. Maybe he pounded the table in a report. Hey, we got to draft so-and-so. He turns out to be great. Maybe not. But again, they'll have some more information there on Brian Gaines and what he actually liked and didn't like mm-hmm. that was available the last couple of years.
We return to the Finsiders now.
Welcome back to the show with former Dolphins Troy Drayton and Troy Stratiford. I'm Jesse Agler, 347-347 if you want to text in, 1-855-GO-FINS if you want to call in. Everybody texting in their opinion on the GM situation. You've got people that are ready to burn down the house. You got people that say, no, Brian Gaines is perfect. Keep the stability. Keep it going. And everything in between. Everybody's got an opinion, and of course they should. I'll remind you, like drafting a guy, you're not really going to know for a while if he's any good or not. And that's kind of the funny thing here. Certainly not before the draft. Maybe in free agency, you get a little bit of a sense of whether or not you like somebody's approach to the thing. But whether it ends up being one of these big names or not, you know, we'll see. See what kind of job he does, whoever it ends up being. There's nothing to say that candidate A, who didn't come here, is going to go off to be great somewhere else, mm-hmm. or that candidate B, who came here, is automatically going to be great, or vice versa. Lake Dawson, by the way, was sort of the name a little bit up in the air. He's the vice president of personnel for the Tennessee Titans. We said at the beginning of the show, some reports had him out. Some reports had him as a potential finalist. And now Ian Rappaport of NFL Network is reporting that Lake Dawson will be interviewed this weekend as a finalist. So it sounds like it'll be Lake Dawson, Brian Gaines, and Dennis Hickey from Tampa Bay as the finalists. Ray Farmer may or may not be out, depending on what you read on the internet right now. That's where we're at.